This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We are busy with a series, a brand new series for the month of November. And it's a series that I want to have us as men take a closer look at how things need to happen, how things are done, and some of the things that we have been exposed to, perhaps not even of our own doing, just how nature is set up. We find ourselves in a situation or in a circumstance where we have to respond or behave in a certain manner. So this month we start a brand new series, now a series that is focused on men as the provider of the family, But in the days that we live in, where opportunities are not just scarce for women, but also for men too, we find a pool of men who cannot provide simple, basic needs because of the lack of opportunities that are not there anymore. First, Timothy 5 verse 8 says, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his household, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." Close quote. If you are a man, and I'm sure at some point or another, you know, while we are trying to do this thing called life, you're trying to put, you know, some measures in place, and you're trying to mix here and add there and subtract there. We find ourselves hearing this statement. And sometimes when you try to air it out and share it with someone, be a man, stand up and face the world. And hearing these words sometimes can be a root of some serious emotional damage. Imagine hearing these words from other men that you're trying to share the struggle that you are facing with. Now imagine hearing those words from the woman that you love. Imagine the woman that you confide in looking at you square in the eye and say, "Hey, comrade, be a man." Now, that statement has so many things that you and I could talk and underline and perhaps end up pointing fingers at one another. And that's not the point of this conversation. We are here to really look at the basic element of what it means to be a provider and some of the weight that men have had to carry that has left us hardening our hearts, that have left us being very unemotionally available and taking a great responsibility of who we become outside of what we were meant to be. And this is because most men will prioritize being a provider even more than their own happiness, mental and emotional well-being. They will do it at all costs simply because they know that there's nowhere else to look and there's no help that's coming from men, because our help only cometh from God. So even under pressure, maybe not even from your spouse, sometimes us as men, we are just so self-generating of pressure to be better providers, regardless of what space you are in, regardless of who you might be providing for. Sometimes you might even be single, but still be so much under pressure to be a provider. Why do we do this? One of the questions that I really want us to sit down and underline and outline, because in my personal view, though, I think it is cultivated from youth. From the very early days of just being a boy, men have seen their fathers taking up the role, nearly breaking their backs, working 2 to 3 jobs, trying to provide for one family, to a point where he realized that this is probably the only way. Men are discouraged from their emotions and encouraged to find a way to solve it themselves. Men are taught, and perhaps we are constantly bombarded with imagery from the media telling us about what masculinity is and what women are attracted to in that regard. Then we find ourselves in competition with other men.
What are the prayers?
aninga zikoni zidone balera bote. This is perhaps one of the most sensitive spaces where we find ourselves in. And because of that, we detach in society. We detach from certain patterns. We detach from society in every way possible. And we find ourselves looking for ourselves. This morning, I want to really take a closer look. And I won't be having this conversation by myself, of course. No. We've brought in a specialist who will be talking to us as men. What it means to be a provider, what it looks like, and what it does not look like. Now, on the line with me, I'm highly blessed to have Rudolph Nyoni, who is a member, a spiritual and a moral development coordinator at a correctional service. He is also a member of EGLO, which is an international organization for women and men, presenting Bible principles as solutions to the challenging issues that we have in today's times. They also take care of abused, underprivileged children and the old. Dr. Rudolph, welcome to Capricorn FM.
No, good morning, Tate, and let me take this opportunity and greet the listeners of Capricorn FM at large.
Let's just dive straight into the conversation. Why have men been socialized as providers?
My good, the verse that you just read, 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, because it says, if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. As a man, I cannot be held accountable for the failure of the family. It is not provided for. If I have a helper, we are both entitled to provide. I like what you just mentioned to say, even as a woman, because if you remember, the Bible says, as a man, you've given a companionship, you understand? Then if you have given a companionship, we need to do this thing as both of us. However, when that we are failing our families, being not there to provide for our families. Remember, from the beginning, God gave us, when that we are the head of the family. That one is given, and that one we must not shy away from it. That one is our principle as men. Because if you can look at society today, where men, we shifted the responsibilities around, and now we are doing things. Both men are standing in for us as men, and of which we're supposed to stand as men. Can you imagine now, today is a Sunday, where both men, they will ask us, are you going to church? They are telling the kids to say, hey, wake up, dress up, let's go to church. Both that, where are we? You understand? When that we shifted from our responsibilities, and now we allowed our spouses, or we allowed the other gender to take responsibilities. But as men, why won't that the social thing as really the socialized as providers? You must just understand one thing, that society definition of a provider is limited to tangible things, and that's not according to God's design. Moreover, in Genesis 2, verse 17 to 19, God reveals to us through Adam, he is given responsibility as a man, and it's within that responsibility we shift in providing for our own families. Men have responsibility, and intentionally we make a choice to provide for our families. Men have been socialized, as you've already asked, to say, men, why men have been socialized as a provider? You understand? As a provider, so we lessen the burden to our suitable helpers. Our women, like, or our spouses, they're our suitable helpers. They are there to help us. But as men, we need to take charge of our household. We need to provide for our family. As the Bible says, the man is the head of the wife.
Yes.
It means he is accountable for the spiritual and emotional health and well-being and the direction of the relationship of his own family. When you now not providing for your own family, it's like you're off-ramped. You understand? Now we are going to Polokwane, and now when you just say, ah, man, let me take an off-10, man, let me just go to Venda for then I'll come back. You understand? So as men, we need to align ourselves according to God's plan, because according to God's plan, we need to position ourselves as men and stand so we can provide for our family. As men, this is a challenge, my good friend, to say to all men out there, let us stand, as you mentioned, to say, I'm from the organization, AGLO. The AGLO, we are there to stand with men. And you even spoke about being like the SMDC for correctional services, where we go in, we talk with these offenders to say, Matota, what went wrong as men? Why are we finding ourselves in prison? And now they will tell you to say, no, they told us to tata lento uzopila, but we forgot to stand for your own family.
So in a situation of that nature where a man has done wrong, how do we rehabilitate him to come back to the point where he needs to be? Just in brief.
Look, my good sir, we as a spiritual and moral development coordinator, sikhuluma namuntu wangaphakathi, the spiritual man, to say, look, man, we understand whatever that it happens. But now we need to go back to God. There was this song that we used to sing back then to say Africa back to God. When I say when we say Africa back to God, we say let us sit down as men. Let us try to fix whatever that we went wrong. But what is the Bible says according to align us as men? Idea of men being the head of the family can be interpreted in various ways. You know, others, they'll be like, they'll tell you about the cultural content. Mm. In many cultural, the concept of men being head of the family is a traditional and may not be viewed as demeaning. Instead, it can be seen as a role that comes with the responsibilities and expectations, such as providing for and protecting the family. But now, are we protecting the family? Whenever we are in prison, are we protecting the family? Do we think about our family? Now is when we step in now to say, my daughter, let us go back. I said, what do we want? We are providers. You are here. Do you think about your child out there? What I said, because now you are like the government helps provide you for your own family. You offer peace, mostly you are worth like a sinner.
And what I want us to delve into, and you've really highlighted quite well, you know, the role of God in a man. But how do we now differentiate as a man where the provision from God comes in and where the provision from man comes in? And maybe how both of them perhaps build up to the man that we need to be?
Okay. You know, provision from God requires positioning ourselves before God. The main thing, because you can't provide, like, the provision from God requires positioning yourselves before God so that he may impart whatever blessing or provision he desires. The Bible has many examples of God's provision. At times when there was a significant need, he provided daily manna. Like we can read Exodus 16 and equal to the Israelites. Exodus 16, 13, the Numbers 11, 3 and 32. Fed the multitude with bread and finishes in May 1. Then and as a daily provision for disciples journey with Jesus. There's nothing must do for God providing, because he provides and he wills when cannot be. Like now, if you ask myself, like to say, God to provide because it's within his principle to provide, whilst men provide based on the capabilities to do so. Number two, God provide, he promises to do so. You can read 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. Whilst man provides based on how he convenient it to do it. God provide because he sticks on his word. We can, a scripture referral, we can Isaiah 55, verse 11. Whilst a man provide, depending on whether the provision to meet the fulfillment of the word. God provides unconditionally, whilst men provide conditionally. God provides without expectation, whilst men provide with expectation. Hallelujah. Of what benefits them also after helping.
On the line, I have Ndate Rudolf Nyoni, who is a spiritual and moral development coordinator at Correctional Services. Sir, in 3 seconds, how do we get a hold of you to get more of these nuggets for men who need to be rehabilitated and men who perhaps just need that pickup word? How do we get a hold of you?
I'm on all the social platforms. However, I'll prefer where people you can contact me on 082-677-6278 or 082-677-6278. It's where we can elaborate more or Bontate, why are we shifted the responsibilities around as Bontate? Because at the end of the day, Bontate, we are building our families out there. Now, but the one that they let us go back to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so very much for your time. I really do appreciate it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.